Now we also have Jennifer Gilmore with us with kitchensforgood.org. You want to tell us a bit about yourself and what you do, Jennifer?
Yeah, so Kitchens for Good is a social enterprise, which means 70% of our budget is earned. And we run a fabulous catering and events company, but baked into what we do is culinary job training for individuals facing barriers to employment. And as part of their 13-week job training, they learn everything from knife skills to life skills. And they also create beautiful meals for food insecure San Diegans, predominantly using product that other people didn't want.
So you're training chefs, basically, is that correct?
Yeah, it's the second largest industry in San Diego.
So after they go to chef school, they go to your organization to learn?
No, we teach them to be chefs, and then we help them get jobs. 95% of our graduates are employed, and they're earning an average wage of $13 an hour.
That is phenomenal. Where are you located? Where's the facility located?
We're located in Encanto at the Jacobs Center for Neighborhood Innovation.
Ah, okay. Right near where you had your panel this
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right. And her students, in conjunction with some of the chefs that we brought, who used it as a teaching opportunity, prepared the amazing food that we served. And I'm sorry that the folks who watch it on video didn't actually get to partake, because the food is at least half of the event.
Yeah. Well, tell us a bit about the food bank. I don't think enough people realize who they are and what they do. It's a pretty important organization, isn't it?
Well, San Diego actually has two food banks, so we're fortunate in that way. And they distribute approximately 45 million pounds of food annually to about 435,000 San Diegans, many of which are kids.
Mm. So people just, people in need show up and basically go through your, how does the food
Both food banks are distribution centers, so they store and distribute food. And oftentimes the organizations they're distributing it to are food pantries, soup kitchens, faith-based organizations,
So you just distribute.
And so, Joe, yes. The reason this is so critical, why we bring this back to food waste, is that if we all just reduced food waste by one quarter, we could feed all of the world's hungry people. Huh. A one quarter reduction. It doesn't take that much.
Not to mention on San Diego right here at home.
That's
right?
Exactly right. The same numbers pretty much hold true.
So if people have additional cans or food that they want to donate, how do they go about doing that?
Both food banks accept food donations, and so they can visit the websites. Holidays are right around the corner. There'll be food drives in all the major supermarkets, and certainly encourage people to donate.
Well, we ought to get your websites noted right now. So what would be the best ones for San Diegans to work with?
I would visit feedingamericasandiego.org, also sandiegofoodbank.org.
Sandiegofoodbank.org, very simple.
You can also go to sandiegocounty.gov, which has tips for donation and storage.
Ah, perfect, perfect.
Storage for you at home, which is how to reduce the waste to begin with, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The worst thing we can do is let it end up in the landfill, which is unfortunately where the vast majority of organic food matter ends up right now. So we're going to make changes.
Yeah.
And I think one of the exciting things moving over to Kitchens for Good from the food banks was Kitchens for Good presented an opportunity for us to divert even more food away from the landfills. And there was one week when I was working as the executive director of Feeding America San Diego, and we had overripe tomatoes. They would have been beautiful for sauce, but they were just a little too ripe to distribute to families in need. Mm-hmm. And they ended up going into the composter. Mm. And what Kitchens for Good does is they can take those tomatoes and return tomato sauce, soups, stews. And that's critical for San Diegans' hungry families, and especially seniors and children who need a heat and eat option.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations. You've gotten some nice, received some nice awards and tributes yourself, so you must be doing some great work. So all you chefs out there, get over to kitchensforgood.org, learn how to cook and learn how to cut down waste, and folks, get over to the food bank if you need to, like to donate, or if you need some help, so not to worry. Anyway, we want to thank Jennifer Gilmore and Ilva